Okay, 7 o'clock, call to order the regular Town of Discovery Bay Board meeting. If you could please join Vice President in the pledge.
Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Can I get roll call, please?
Roll call to take him, let the record show, all members are present.
Thank you very much. And so now we will go to public comment. So if there is anyone in the audience or online that has a comment on an item that is not on the agenda this evening, now would be the time to let us know. I am seeing none, so we will close public comment and move to the consent calendar.
I make a motion to approve consent calendar.
Second.
Motion and second. Can I please get a roll call vote?
Dr. Porter? Aye. Dr. Couteau?
Aye.
Dr. Graves?
Aye.
Vice President Grant?
Aye.
President Callahan?
Aye. Thank you very much. Area agency reports. Do we have anyone from Supervisor Burgess' office?
We do not.
Okay. How about the sheriff?
Good evening.
Hi.
Good evening.
First, before I get started, I would like to thank the board for having me here on Monday night. Seemed like it was a great turnout, and it seemed like it was a very productive meeting, so I do appreciate that, the cooperation. So I have a couple things tonight. We'll talk about the events for the last month, and then I have a couple other things that I'd like to share with the board and the community. First, for the month of February, we had about 311 calls for service in the Discovery Bay, Town of Discovery Bay. Of those 311 calls, we had 49 reports that were written. Happy to report that of those 49, 12 of them resulted in an arrest. I did bring a couple notable reports to talk about. There was certainly some mischievous behavior last month. As you guys are aware, there was some graffiti at Cornell Park by some juveniles. An estimated $1,700 worth of damage that was caused, and that was the last week of February. Also, around that same time, the water treatment plant was the victim of a burglary, resulting in a loss of about $900. And then lastly, some juveniles broke into the gym at Timber Point Elementary, causing some significant damage to the gym and some other areas. Several of the juveniles were identified on video surveillance, so hopefully that can be resolved. About $1,000 worth of damage was caused there. As far as any other property-related crimes, we did have a couple thefts at Safeway and CVS. I believe there was four total, three at Safeway, one at CVS. Again, happy to report one of them did result in an arrest, and that one was on February 5th. Two individuals, February 21st, wrong page. About $1,100 worth of items were taken. Our deputies just happened to be in the area when the call for service came out. We did stop and detain two individuals. One of them did have two outstanding warrants for their arrest. So in addition to the theft, they went to county jail for the warrants as well. Fortunately, the loss on the other three cases wasn't terribly significant. One of them was $700, the other ones $61 and $35 loss. So we're still continuing to see some theft there. As far as reports, those are the most significant ones that I wanted to highlight tonight. And then lastly, I wanted to bring up two upcoming events that we have. So each year, the Sheriff's Office participates in the National Prescription Drug Takeback Day. Happy to say that the last incident or event we had was in October of last year. And countywide, for the Sheriff's Office participation in this nationwide event, we collected 91 pounds of unwanted, unused prescription medication. So that's a great amount of drugs that are being collected. streets. And that's a combination of what was collected at our four station houses and three contract cities. So once again, the first event this year will be held on Saturday, April 27th, which is on the flyer there. And I do believe Kelly has the flyer loaded for me on the screen. They'll be from 10 to 2. And once again, we will be here in the Safeway Shopping Center between CVS and Safeway. So it's quick and easy. Pull up, drop off your medications. They can remain inside the pill bottle. You don't have to take your name off. It can be in a baggie, whatever's convenient. So good time to do some spring cleaning. I do apologize, the colors didn't reflect very well on the screen. Next, I'd like to talk about our upcoming Junior Women's Academy. This is our third year of hosting this. It is for young women ages 14 to 18. It has been a tremendous success. We've had a great turnout, and we'd like to see a good representation from East County this year as well. It is a three-day academy. It's from 9 to 3 each day, and we will provide transportation for any attendees that need help getting to and from the event. They can also drive themselves or get dropped off by a parent as well. So this three-day event is scheduled with blocks of instruction from all different facets of law enforcement, everything from crime scene investigation to the SWAT team to a canine demonstration. We have activities for team building, and I actually have a really short video to show the board and the audience just to kind of highlight the last 2 years of the event. So if you'll turn your attention to the monitor, we'll show you that.
Thank you. I think.
No pressure.
Well, I think this is awesome. I mean, is there a limit to the number of people that participate?
No, we have no cap on it. We'll take a break. It's ready to go. We have a dispatch and hostage negotiations component, defensive tactics, so they learn some basic self-defense techniques.
And have a little fun too, huh?
Definitely have some team building worked in there. We do have the staff participate, which is always a lot of fun. Nothing brings people together like some friendly competition. We do have a panel, like a career panel, where the young ladies can ask questions, anything that they want. They get to try on the Marine Patrol scuba gear, the dive gear. They learn about basic building searches and gun safety.
That's amazing.
Yeah, really, what a wonderful program.
Yeah.
We do provide food, we have snacks, and we do provide a lunch to the girls. We have medical on site each day.
Where do you guys do it?
At the Sheriff's Range, which is located on Marsh Creek Road.
Okay. Oh, yeah, all the way up, halfway up, yeah, I know where.
Absolutely.
Very impressive. Look at that.
And again, it's free. We take care of. We do have sponsors that help fund the event and anything outside of that. The sheriff's office covers the remaining cost. So it's a great event. The application process is open. It will run through May 20th. So if you know anybody that might be interested, feel free to pass on the flyer or the QR code that's on there. And I'm happy to answer any questions as well.
Oh. Lieutenant, can you email these?
I sure can. Kelly actually has them, so she can.
Perfect, yeah. If you wouldn't mind, thank you.
And also, any questions?
I want to go back to the medicine that you're getting me. As a water district, we really appreciate that because so many people flushing down the toilet, and then we run into a problem when we have to meet certain standards in our water waste. And there's enough medicine that goes through people's bodies to get into our water wastewater because there's a lot of excess in medicine that's given out. I'm not making judgment. I'm just saying it's a fact. So the stuff you can take off without ever getting to the toilet or to the sink or whatever, we really appreciate it as a water district. I think that's a great program.
Thank you, Charter. And I think that is a misnomer that's been around for decades. I remember growing up that was the way you properly dispose of medications. So, you know, as time...
It's harder.
It's, yeah, precisely. So I think that, you know, a lot of people have grown up with that, you know, mindset and understanding that was the proper way, but
yeah.
Certainly...
Well, we appreciate that education, too.
Absolutely. Does anybody have any other questions for me tonight? Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Do we have anybody from the Fire Protection District?
No.
Okay. Then we will move to any Mac? No? Okay. Perfect. Move to presentations. We have a presentation for water and wastewater rate study.
We do. So I'm going to bring up Allison Lehovitz from Lehovitz & Sting Municipal Consulting. She is going to go through the process of how we're going to do our rate study, the timeline, and all those details. So,
welcome. Great. Good evening. I was here 4 years ago to do the water and sewer rate study, and thank you for inviting me back. I was also here in February to present to the Finance Committee. So this presentation is basically the same. We have a slight update on potential financing costs for some of your capital improvements. So next slide, please. So water and sewer rates are subject to Proposition 218, meaning there's some legal requirements that rates have to be fair and reasonable, and there's also public noticing requirements. But ultimately, our goal is to make sure that your utilities are covering their costs. So covering operations, your debt obligations, keeping your infrastructure in good working order, and also keeping adequate reserves to maintain the financial health of the utilities. And the proposal for now is to have new rates going into effect July 1st, and that seems like it's a ways away, but there's so many check boxes we have to, you know, make sure we hit to get there, so it's good to start early. Next slide, please. Let's see. I think my notes here skipped ahead. Next slide, please. We'll go right into the water fund. So you bill water rates monthly. There are charges based on meter size. So larger meters are paying higher monthly base fees. And you are charged a fixed meter fee, even if you use no water. And that is for the ongoing cost of maintaining the infrastructure to provide water at any time to your home. And then you have a difference in cost between irrigation accounts and non-irrigation accounts. And that difference in price is fire protection. Open landscape doesn't need a higher level of capacity in the water system for fire flow. And then any customers that are involved in the meter payback program are also paying $8.01 per month. And then all water usage is billed $2.479 per 100 cubic feet of water usage. So overall, your water utility is collecting about $4.9 million in annual rate revenues. Next slide, please. So I've looked at water statistics, water usage patterns over the past few years, and the average single-family customer is using 13 units of water, 1,300 cubic feet. And so the typical bill for that average customer is about $55 per month. So what I did was I took that typical customer and calculated what the rates would be, the bill would be for that customer in other local service areas. And Discovery Bay's current bill of about $55 is pretty low compared to a lot of other local agencies. So the caveat is Discovery Bay has traditionally had low water rates but high sewer rates. So when you combine them together to look at the total utility bill, you typically fall in the middle of other comparable agencies. So the typical bill is the $55, and then anyone also paying that $8 meter installation fee would be at $63. Next slide, please. So both your water and sewer funds are doing fine. So you're covering operating costs, you're paying down debt. Both these utilities have adequate operating capital reserves for now. Absent any major capital improvement projects, I would recommend an annual just inflationary increase to keep up with cost increases over time for your materials and supplies for your systems. But the true driver for a rate adjustment for this cycle is capital improvement funding. So needed infrastructure improvements to keep your utilities functioning well. Next slide, please. So you do have some reserves, but looking at the huge amount of potential costs coming, we would be looking at a rate increase and potentially a financing, a bond or a loan or some other mechanism to spread those costs over a longer period of time, where ratepayers would potentially be paying a debt service cost rather than having to cash fund a huge amount of capital. So some example projects, 50% of the office building, that's still being discussed, the range of costs for that. We're anticipating it would be split 50-50 water sewer. So each utility is funding a few million dollars for that office building. I understand the water pipeline replacement cost is maybe going to come in the next few weeks or so.
It is. So this number, it's much higher. So
yeah.
I'm just going to have it right now.
So the point is the utilities do not have $20 million sitting on reserve to cash fund those expenses. So we want to develop a five-year plan that can cover operating costs and potentially make sure we're meeting any debt service costs to fund these projects over the next 5 years and make sure we're in a good financial position at the end of our five-year rate plan to then take you into the future as well. And then the underwater crossing had an estimate of $2.6 million. So looking at potential financing costs to cover a range of expenses. We were advised by the district's financing team that we should estimate a 5.25% interest rate for a 20-year bond or thereabouts. I don't have a crystal ball, but for high-level financial planning purposes, that's what we're using for this high-level, first look. So the point is, about each $5 million of debt is about $5.50 increase on the monthly bill, $5.50 increase on the monthly bill. So $20 million of financing is a $22 increase per month. So the challenge over the next few weeks will be to fully refine what the costs are, what year in our five-year rate plan we think we'll need to fund those costs, and then to determine an efficient financing mechanism. How much do we want to issue? Do you want to break it up into tranches? Do you want to do just one big bond? When do we want to use reserves? Just making sure the cash flow for the utilities is adequate to fund all the costs. All right, next slide, please. And jump into the wastewater fund. The commentary is largely the same. So we'll start with a review of the rates, and then I'll go into the cash flows and financial challenges. So your sewer rates are billed on the property tax roll. These are the equivalent monthly costs, just so people can get an idea of what the total bill is for water family customers pay about $87 equivalent charge per month. And then multiple family condos, townhouses pay about $70 of equivalent cost per month. And then your non-residential customers are billed for sewer service based on meter water usage. And you'll see, you know, restaurants are charged a much higher rate per unit of flow. And that's because they pollute more. They release a lot of like fats, oils, and grease into your sewer system, which are a lot more costly to treat. So in total, rate revenue for the sewer utility is about $6.39 million. Next slide, please. So as I alluded to, Discovery Bay's sewer rate is on the high end of comparable local agencies. A lot of times when I give these presentations, the answer to the question is, you know, why are we higher than others? It's always very hard to tell. Some of these other agencies could be disadvantaged communities that get preferential financing or grants or things like that. Other agencies may not have to treat to such a high level. They might have more favorable permitting conditions, a lower standard of environmental regulations, things like that, but help them reduce costs. Next slide, please. So the combined monthly bill for water and sewer is about $142. And then if you add the meter installation or meter payback fee, that'd be about $150 for the typical single-family residential customer. And then if we are looking at that $20 million of financing, that would get you to $164 per month, so more comparable to Benicia and Lathrop. Although, you know, is it $20 million, is it $50 million, is it $30 million, we're still kind of looking at some of those numbers. But this does illustrate that Discovery Bay's current cost structure is reasonable compared to other local communities and, you know, nowhere near the highest. Next slide, please. So, sewer fund is kind of the same story as water. Rates are covering costs at their current levels. Absent any capital improvements, I would say go ahead and just an inflationary cost increase. You're paying down debt, you have some reserves, but the challenge really is the capital improvement projects to keep your sewer system functioning well and funding that reinvestment in your infrastructure. So next slide, please. You have about $3 million in capital improvement funds in reserves. However, the scope of capital improvement costs would use that up fairly quickly. The sewer fund is looking at funding half of that office building, you know, $3 to $5 million estimated cost, and then another $8 million in treatment plant equipment upgrades, pipeline replacements, lift stations, equipment. All of those costs all add up. So, water or sewer, the same kind of bill estimate applies, where it's each $5 million of debt issuance equals about $5.50 in cost increase for the average ratepayer. So to wrap up, I know these are very high level kind of planning rate impacts. So we are finalizing the capital improvement costs, finalizing some cash flow estimates. So the plan would be to continue that analysis and come back in April with some more concrete numbers. Concrete dollars and cents for those meter fees, the sewer bill, and then the water usage charges to get a better idea of how the rates would be adjusted. As part of the rate approval process, you're required to mail a notice of public hearing to all property owners and ratepayers in the town explaining what the new rates are proposed to be and explaining that they have the right to protest. More than 50% of property owners protest, you cannot adopt the rate increase. For a community of your size, it's highly unlikely, but we do want to do our due diligence with reaching out to people, making sure everyone knows the reasons behind the rate increase, and of course follow all legal requirements with noticing and outreach. So for now, we are proposing the public hearing be held in June, with new rates going into effect July 1st, and that gives you plenty of time to put the tax roll together for the information, and we have some big questions outstanding. But I wanted to give you an introduction to the rate study process and the range of costs we're potentially looking at this stage. So I'm happy to answer any questions.
I have a quick question on the trends. Like, you're showing us where we're falling currently,
right.
But is the assumption that the other agencies are going to follow a similar trend to what we're falling? So if we're doing like $20 million in capital improvements and adding $22, that bar chart is going to look similar for other agencies at
yes.
some level, correct?
Most agencies do some kind of annual rate
adjustment.
Okay. So this is their rates currently. A lot of agencies do the same fiscal year cycle where they update their rates July 1st. So as we proceed through this process, if I hear of any that are also adjusting their rates, I can put it on the chart.
Okay.
That'd be great.
See the trends.
Yeah. I think it's just important to understand that we're not the only ones that are having
right.
to increase, and that we may be bumping up to that, but they're bumping up a higher level as well
yeah.
at some point or some level.
Good point, actually. Couple questions. Dina, you could probably answer this. I know I asked it same thing a couple years ago, but I'm asking again. When did the meters, what year did that start, the $8?
2017. We started further back than that, testing meters. So we probably started at the tail end of 2015. 2016, we designed the program. 2017, we started the construction.
Okay. And on current monthly sewer rates, where it talks about business, government, and clubs, that doesn't include yacht club or country club because they have restaurants, is that? Remind me on that, because I know it comes up every once in a while.
It does. I asked about the higher rate because they do have restaurants and clubs.
Mm-hmm.
They argued and argued and argued, and the general manager at that time said that, sided with them and said, okay, you're a club, so we're going to put you at this rate. I bounce it around in my head a lot, thinking about, they are a bar. They do provide food, and they do throw that waste away. So I definitely am still thinking about changing that.
Okay.
Before doing that, I will make sure I let the board know, because we might get phone calls and visits, and I would let them know with a letter, and then not just start it immediately. We give them time.
So are you telling me that the yacht club and the country club pays a different rate than the steakhouse pays?
That is correct.
That's not right.
But they also don't serve food all the time, every day. So that was factored into some of the analysis of the argument for that. Is that the yacht club right now, I think, does Taco Tuesday, and one night they provide dinner. That's what I was told
yeah.
by them. I actually called to ask about dinner.
Yeah, it's changed. They've
okay.
yeah.
it's expanded.
There's a menu now.
Yeah,
yeah, and they do more often. They usually do Sunday as well, but not every day.
They serve food every day.
Sure,
okay.
There's golfers coming in buying food. I mean, it may not be a full on Sunday buffet, but
okay.
they're serving food every day. At
okay, well then, if
you should probably get it.
We will look into that again.
Any other
nice job.
Mm-hmm. We don't have the final numbers yet.
Hey,
numbers.
Here's the deal, though. It is what it is. You can't make the numbers go away. We've got to pay for what we have now. We have some major improvements that we're going to have to do that we're aware of. And, it'll be interesting to see how it comes out.
Communication will be the key.
Right.
All right, if there's no further questions, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Do you have any public comment on that?
You can do public.
Yeah.
Presentations.
So,
no,
not
presentation.
Yeah, if there's somebody that has an absolute desire to give comment, yes. Public comment on anything other than that.
100%. But not a designated. Okay. Perfect. Thank you for the clarification. Okay, we will move on to discussion and possible action. G1, discussion possible action to approve Parks and Rec 2024 programming activities and event fee waivers.
Good evening, Board. Before you, yes, we've got a staff report to approve fee waivers for the following Park and Recreation 2024 programs, activities, and events. We did bring this before the Park and Rec Committee, this afternoon. The general manager has the authority to waive any fees for any prohibited, any non-prohibited events. So we have three before you. These are been done every year. There's nothing new on here. We have the Scouts of America who meets here for their troop meetings on Tuesdays. So we're looking for, they use our room for a fee waiver for them. They do have the in-kind service. They do a service project here at the community center. I'm thinking one of the things they'll do, since we have our new wall ball, we want to keep up with that. So perhaps painting, sealing that, making sure that that is kept up and weatherproofed every year, with some other things that I work with them every year and come up with some projects around here. The annual Easter egg hunt put on by the Lions Club, that is a very long-standing tradition in town that is loved by all, and they use the back of the property here. And then the Summer Jam Concert, which is a Lions Club event, two this summer, again using the back of the property. So staff recommends acceptance of the above programs for the general waiver, the general manager to waive the fees, totaling $2,895.
And just one other point, it was asked in the committee that were there anybody that applied for the waiver exemption that did not get approved, and the answer to that question was
no.
We'd like to go to public comment. Is there any public that would like to comment on the item before us?
No hands are raised.
No? Okay, bring it to the board for any questions, clarification.
Well, I was just going to mention that the Park and Rec Committee met, and then we had no issue with any of these items, and since they're ongoing, we are okay with them.
Good.
Before you take a vote, Director Chito will have to recuse himself because he is from the
Lions
Club and puts on the summer gym
event.
Get out.
Okay. Is there any other before Director Chito recuses himself, is there any other discussion items that we want to? No?
No.
Okay.
I make a motion that we accept staff's recommendation.
I second that.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Can we get a roll call vote, please?
Director Porter?
Aye.
Director Graves?
Aye.
Director Vice President Graham?
Aye.
Aye. Carries. Thank you so much. I'm sure he can't hear.
Yep. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much. And I'm assuming you're doing the next, which is discussion and possible action to approve the Parks and Rec public event calendar.
That is me as well, yes. So the community center, the town we opened here at the community center January 2014, and super proud. You've seen the growth that we've done with our amenities, with the patio project and the courts and the dog park and pool and everything we have going on, working with outside groups. We've put together a list of events that will be going on and that we'd like to go on in 2024. Again, this is, we've grown, but whether these events happened last year or not, they're events that have gone on throughout the year. So we've got on here, I want to bring it before the board for discussion and approval. Again, the Easter egg hunt, Discovery Bay Recreation and Sports has their twice a year pickleball tournament here. Discovery Bay Community Foundation, again, would like to have a car show at Cornell Park. Summer Jam, we have our movies in the park and our flick and floats, and Pawson Parade, and the Cocoa Tree Lighting with Santa. Again, and these will all adhere to everything we do with the conditions of approval, making sure we have proper insurance, if there's any alcohol, ABC permits, everything standard that we do every year. So staff is looking for a recommendation to approve the 2024 Parks and Recreation Public Event Calendar. Is there any questions?
Looks fabulous.
Thank you.
Really good.
Well, before I recuse myself, I'll just say that the Park and Recs Committee also met about this, and we had no issue with the calendar. So, with that.
Before you recuse yourself, let's make sure there's no public comment so you can participate. Is there any public comment?
No hands raised.
You may now leave. You are dismissed. Okay. No further questions.
We'll work out.
Second.
Motion and second. We get a roll call vote, please.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you so much. Director Gattell?
Brian?
Yeah.
You can come back.
Don't get lost in there.
Do you want me to leave now or listen to this discussion? Okay.
This is musical chairs up here today. Mm-hmm. Okay, item G3, we have a discussion of possible action regarding the town's participation in the Discovery Bay Yacht Club's opening day parade.
I will recuse myself at this point, unless you have any questions. Are there any questions?
I have questions.
Okay.
What type of budget are we talking?
Oh.
And what would the money be used for? I'm just understanding.
Well, there isn't a budget. There aren't funds for us to be able to pull from it. So that would be something that you would either donate, bring decorations, refreshments, fuel for whatever boat you're going to be using, a rental if you're going to rent a boat. So those types of things would have to be funded.
And to clarify, this would be a board type of
event
or board vote, because we are not able to ask staff or anybody to participate because of California employment law, because we would have to pay them and take lunch breaks and stuff like that.
Yeah, so Director Graham, if you recuse yourself.
Fine.
Thank you. To answer your question with regard to having staff can volunteer. It would be completely on their own volition. What we can't do is we can't require staff. If it's required of staff to be there, then you're right, and we do have to pay. And then it would be whatever rate the payment, and according to how they're typically paid.
Thank you.
So, am I then? That's a different thing. Before, but would that be that if somebody in one of the staff members, Aaron, decided, hey, I don't get to go out and vote and get into this thing very often, I just want to come right along, he's more than welcome to do that as long as he volunteers to do it.
Yeah, so it's completely voluntary. So if you need staff to be there,
yeah,
and you require staff to be there, and you give direction to Tennyson, yes.
Okay.
So essentially, as a board, we have to find a boat, decorate the boat, and make sure that there is good board participation on that boat for 3 hours that day.
To participate in the parade, I would imagine yes. For purposes today, what you're looking at is authorizing Dina to arrange everything so that the town has entry into this, and that there's, and you're going to participate within the theme. So decorating, procuring a boat, that sort of thing.
What type of liability is the town exposed to in this little boat adventure?
Well, if you have employees there, you're exposed to any damage or injury from an employee. So that's going to be covered.
Even if they volunteer?
If they volunteer, they fall under the work comp still.
Okay.
So they would still be considered employees technically under the liability. just from a compensation standpoint.
I'm all for it. If there's people on the board that want to organize it, I'm not going to be here because I've already been, you know, I mean, heroes, right? So we're already contributing stuff to decorate boats based on military heroes. And so I think it's a good idea. The responsibility is going to, I just say, if you're going to do it, please do it right and represent us well, because I'm, you know, basically saying, yeah, I'll be behind you guys, and thanks for being out there and being the face of the board. Other than that, I don't have any input. I don't see why we wouldn't, well, we'd want to not allow that to happen. I do want to clarify one thing. We're really only using DINA to make sure the application gets in and we get in the parade. All of the work and everything that's going to go on to make this happen is going to happen by board members.
Yeah, you can arrange volunteers.
Or board members' families or board members' friends or
that's,
whatever.
That's correct. So you can think of this
preferably not employees.
As participating in like a career fair or something of that nature. So the town's going to have expenses that you're going to show up and you're going to participate in that. And to Kevin's point, you want to participate in the theme of whatever the event is. As far as funding goes, you know, this isn't an issue where you probably don't have a funding source because, you know, your money can be spent in a manner that is promoting, you know, what services that you do, just like you would be giving education to the public with regard to our town halls. It'd be in the same equivalent as that.
So should we think about, if that's the case, if you're saying that there may be some public funds available because it's promoting the town, should we put a cap on that, say not to exceed a certain amount?
That's exactly what the intent is.
Okay, is there a number that's been given to us in the report to not exceed?
There has not been a number to not exceed.
I didn't think I saw one. No. So, I'm open for discussion.
I'm just confused. I don't understand. So, we don't have a boat, so...
It would have to be one of our boats.
We'd have to rent a boat or procure a boat for someplace. We'd have to get the insurance on the boat.
The fuel for the boat. I have a boat. I'm willing to donate that boat. I have insurance on that boat. What if we decide as a board that's what we're going to do? I don't want to be the only one decorating that boat. I don't want to be the only one on that boat for 3 hours. It has to be a board thing.
Okay. So I would like to make a motion that we give the board permission to participate in the boat parade representing the town. That's using logos and signs and whatever else. Representing the board, and that all the decorating and labor that's involved in that be coordinated by somebody on the board that decides they're going to be the key individual. And I'm not assigning you to that. I'm just saying I'm not going to be here. Otherwise, I'd be the first to volunteer to do that.
I guess we as a board need to decide if we're going to do that. And, you know, again, I feel strongly that it needs to be a board thing and not just one person. And I'm willing and able and game to do that, but I do not want to be the only person on that boat representing us, because we are not a board of one, we are a board of five.
Well, Director Graves said he can't attend, and I don't plan on attending, so you're down to...
I'm going to be an
so it's me.
I don't... Director Callahan's doing...
I don't either. Let's take a quick break and see if there's anyone in public that wants to make a comment. Can we call a friend?
No hands are raised.
Awesome. Okay.
Back to Michael, if I can.
Absolutely.
Based on the fact that one of our board members has to recuse herself because she's involved with the coordination of this, I think we just give them permission and then let Ashley and Carolyn, if Carolyn wants to be involved also.
But she can't be involved because she's
running the parade. Well, then... But I still think we should just give blanket permission.
To be clear, she just can't participate in the decision.
But she also cannot participate that day because she's running the parade.
Okay, fair enough.
To be fair.
Is she really? Is she?
Yes, she is.
Organizing and running.
Well, then.
So if I'm going to enter a vote in, I'm going to enter it on my own. I'm the one doing all the work, and we have no one else to do that. You know?
Right. I'd be happy.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind doing it. I think it's important that we're representative.
Okay.
We are a team. I just, like, I don't have the capacity to do everything by myself.
Do you have a strong sense whether or not there will be members of staff that would volunteer for this event? Okay. That, yeah, good enough. One is better.
There you go.
So, that was begrudgingly.
You increased your manpower by 30%.
I guess here's my other concern and maybe question and something we want to think about. It's been mentioned that there are going to be some county officials that maybe want to ride with us. So again, I don't want to be on a boat with a bunch of government officials hosting them as a town when I'm a director of one.
It's your boat. It's your boat. Kick them off if you don't want.
Okay.
But I mean, again.
Before we divulge into any other. yeah,
Ryan, I can't believe you said that.
Seriously. All right. Well, then, I guess, is there any other discussion? I mean, obviously, we have.
I think Real Open Door has given you permission.
Yeah, but we have to set a limit.
If you don't do it, if you don't get any cooperation, it doesn't happen. It's not on you.
What is a reasonable limit?
$300.
$250.
Yeah, like honestly, not to
exceed. How about not to exceed $300?
Yeah, not to exceed.
I guess I just ask that there's help. You don't have to be on that boat that day, but like decorating a boat, getting a boat ready, getting food on that boat for the dignitaries that are going to be on that boat, whatever. Like I absolutely 100% do not have the capacity to do that by myself.
I will bring.
And I will be traveling a ton before that, and so, you know. I'm happy to have us in there, but it has to be us. If I get stuck doing it, I'm going to recommend that we don't do it.
And I would want you to be that honest and have that autonomy to say, I'm not getting the cooperation I need. It's 2 days away. I'm not doing it. I think you have every right to make that decision.
Yeah, because the week before that, I'm going to be out of town. So.
Perfect.
Mike Davies was asking. He went to Arkansas instead. So.
What is the date? Do we know?
April 13th.
Yeah. Guacamole.
Yeah, like the 14th. I know. So it's going to be me.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I will not be here.
April 13th is a wonderful day. It's my birthday. But
my motion is that we give members of the board permission to represent the town and participate with the not to exceed $300 budget if, in fact, they feel that they can do it, have the capacity to do it, and leave it over to them. Does that make sense?
Do you understand?
Does that work?
That works.
Is there a second?
Okay, so you want to repeat it just so.
I'm not the president anymore. My motion is that we authorize the board members to participate in the boat parade, utilizing whatever they have available, recruiting whatever resources they can, and asking for help with a not to exceed $300 budget. If it doesn't come together, they have every reason to say, I'm not going to participate. I don't know what the rules are about applying, but that, I don't care. That's not my business. All I care about is our motion.
Okay, so we have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Good job.
All right, let's do a roll call vote, please.
Director Porter?
Nay.
Director Buteau?
That was a nay.
Yeah, I don't want to be the only person doing this. And right now, I am the only person doing it. Like, everyone's willing to say, yes, let's do this, but are you going to come to my house and help me decorate my boat?
No.
Okay. So, are you going to donate food to go on that boat so we can host the county supervisor on that boat?
I'm not sure why I'm being picked on at this moment.
No, I'm just asking, like, are you going to donate food? Are you going to come help me decorate? So no one the week before is going to be there. So we should not participate in this, in my opinion. My vote is no.
Okay.
I'll vote no.
I'll vote no.
Well, let's just finish it off. No.
Okay. Thank you for bringing it to our attention, though. And maybe we can be more organized next year, or it'll fall into our schedules better, and we can represent the town. But I think it was a great idea. I just don't think it's right.
I can't believe I'm doing it by myself.
No,
totally good.
Not a problem.
Okay, so we'll move on. No manager report?
We need Director
Graham. Yeah, we do, I guess. Thank you. Now, we're just going to rip this thing out. No, it was an honor to be asked to do it. So.
Yeah, it was a good idea. It's just a little late in the game, too.
I unfortunately will be cooking in the World Food Championship final table in Bentonville, Arkansas.
Yeah, the next day before that, I'm up in Sacramento.
I will be cooking. I didn't say I'll be winning. I said I'll be cooking.
Okay.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
All right. So, no manager report this evening?
No.
I hear there is a general manager report.
Yes, I have five items to discuss. The first is legislative days. So, CSDA is hosting their legislative days. I will send this out to board members through email. It is May 21st through May 22nd, and it's up in Sacramento. So if you would like to be part of that, please let me know after I send this out to you. It's where you can meet your local legislators from Sacramento. So I will send this to you, and we'll sign you up for it, okay? Second item I have is about Well 5A. So we got an approval from the Water Resource Control Engineer that says that we can abandon and destroy Well 5A. It went down, and so we were thinking we were going to have to repair it, which this is a well that we were going to decommission anyway, so we got the approval to not have to repair it. We can start the process of decommissioning it. So this is our second win with the Water Resource Control Board within the last quarter or so. So that is great news. Third item is new hires. So we had a position open for a maintenance person, you know, as our maintenance person left, and so we held interviews. One of our employees actually interviewed for that role and got the position. So we also had another participant, which was Luis, who used to work with us at the landscape department. So he applied for the position as well. But he is very interested in landscaping, so we were able to hire him back to fill that landscaping role. So we're hoping that all this will happen by March 25th, so we're excited to have him back, and we're excited to move Rego over and be fully staffed. So that is exciting.
That's great.
Yeah, he went to City of Pittsburgh, and he's been dying to come back. He loved it here, so that's wonderful.
That's great.
Oh, we've got our insurance check for the crane truck accident, so I just wanted to reiterate that. We have not found a new crane truck yet. We're still looking, but, you know, that was the perfect truck. but we're going to continue to look. Let's see. We are also going to be hiring a recreation coordinator. Right now we're going to backfill that position, and we are going to move to Gallo into the landscape position. She's done very well. She gave some great updates today at the Parks and Rec Committee meeting. So we're going to be moving her permanently in that role. And again, around the 25th of March or so.
Awesome.
I'll let you know when we post that job. So that's really exciting. Okay. And that ends my report.
Perfect. Any questions?
No. Sounds wonderful.
All right, we will move to director reports. There was a communications committee meeting.
Well, we met and we talked about whether or not the communication department, the committee, is going to continue meeting on a every other month basis, or if we're just going to go the route that the internal ops went and go that direction. And both Carolyn and I did not come to a resolution, so it's
continuing.
No.
So it'll continue on the way that it's been?
For now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For now.
And we have a few things on the next agenda.
Perfect. Thank you. The Parks and Rec Committee, we met. You're on a roll.
Yeah. Well, again, Monica addressed two of those items tonight. The rest, what wasn't talked about tonight, was all the updates you gave on all the other areas within Discovery Bay. I think the committee definitely got a sense of confidence in Monica and what she's doing and the route that she's on. So she's got a good firm hold of what's needed, and hopefully within the next 6 months we'll be caught up again. So
excellent.
With all the projects.
Yeah, lots of things going on. And then water and wastewater.
Good.
So at the Water Wastewater Committee meeting today, we discussed. We discussed implementing and updating our SCADA system for the lift station at Newport, which is our largest lift station. SCADA was a word that I learned about 13 years ago when I got on the BIP board, but it basically is the electronic way that we manage all of our assets, and we continue to update it and continue to tie them together so that we can react more quickly and efficiently whenever there's an issue out there, because Aaron can get on his phone, or Anthony can get on his phone, or shut something down quickly, and that all has to be done through a SCADA system. So we have 15 lift stations, and I think we're probably going to have about 6 or 7 of them done here pretty soon, but they get cheaper from here. The good news is the first one we did was about $300,000, and we got it down to $80,000. So, and it's our biggest lift station, so that's kind of a win. It is in our budget, so we went ahead and recommended they move forward with that. And then the other thing we discussed was the new, more discussion on the modular building, and we think that we'll have something to bring back to the board next meeting.
I'm trying for the next meeting. So
next meeting, which will be
Another
option, or a similar option, just revamping it because of how everything changed dynamically within the town. So some of the options we were seriously looking at, hoping to be a part of, we couldn't be anymore. And so we have what we think as a committee will be a good recommendation to the board, and we hope to have a robust discussion about that.
Awesome. Looking forward to it. Thank you very much, directors. We have no filed training reports, no correspondence. Moving to a legal report.
Yes, so it's the annual time of year where we're going to be evaluating your general manager, Dina. So you'll be receiving an email from my office in probably the coming week with the evaluation form to be filled out. What we're going to shoot for is not the first meeting in March, but the second meeting in March to give you all time to review that. In the event that we're able to get all of those back prior to the first meeting in March, we can do that at the first meeting in March. So we want to do it sooner rather than later.
February is gone.
Yeah, so the first meeting in April, that's what we're shooting for.
Perfect. Any future agenda items from any of the board?
No.
Perfect. All right. Well, at 7:58, we will adjourn. Thank you so much.